Well, good afternoon. 1:19 on February 8th, 2012, a Wednesday, if I'm not too far off the mark. Yesterday's podcast has certainly elicited a lot of responses. I really do appreciate the, I think it was Tara Lee's response, "Oh Goddess, no." And the "I'm not a big fan of new editions of existing works" from Anita Lewis. It's at this point, it's a mind game more than anything, something to think about while I'm walking. And it's a way for me to keep my head in the game, but not focused on Xiphiria's call. And it's sort of like letting that work in the peripheral vision of my mind's eye. There's some interesting ideas there, though. Still, the whole notion is a bit frightening because it is so popular. And yet, looking at it, could it be stronger? Well, if it couldn't be, then there was no sense to write the second book. So I guess that's part and parcel of the whole dynamic. So I don't know. Yeah, I like the feel. Tara, many of you have said what you like about it is exactly the fact that it isn't dark, that it is positive, that it is what it is. And it is very different. And it's not, interestingly enough, uncommercial, as they say. It seems to be fairly well commercial, judging from the sales. So, I don't know. I still think it's an interesting idea. Perhaps it's something I'll tinker with. I don't know. I do have a bunch of stuff going on right now, so I need to finish a couple of those, I think. But this whole idea of thinking about writing, thinking about the stuff that I've done, you know, if I were to start a new series with different characters in a different world, in a different space, how would I approach that differently? The idea of doing a steampunk novel is off in the distance, waving seductively in my direction. The idea that I might do something else. And yet I still have stories I want to tell about Ishmael. There's the huge rabbit hole that I've left him on the lip of at the end of Owner's Share. And I need to get a boot firmly planted in his backside and kick him in to see what happens when we come out the other side. And there's also the Odin's Outpost storyline that I've got to get something done on. I don't seem to have a lot going on there. And of course, I fear his call. I wonder if I can have that done by the end of this month. I don't know. I suppose it really depends on whether or not I put my butt in a chair or in front of my desk, standing up, and actually write it. I've written to the, I think I said this yesterday, I wrote to the Galaxy Fest people and declined. That isn't going to happen. I do have to go back down to Denver and pick up the books that I left down there. I probably should have done that today. It's not a bad day. Perhaps tomorrow. Perhaps Friday. And I've been thinking about this writer's workshop in March with Dean and Chris. Christine Catherine Rush and Dean Wesley Smith. And we've had some more information about what the writing days are going to look like. And frankly, I'm having second thoughts. My vision of this was that perhaps we'd have a session in the morning for a couple of hours, and then get an assignment and go off and write it. And then come back the next day and have a session for a couple of hours and get another assignment and go off and write it. And there are 24 people in this seminar, in this workshop. So the idea of a small group of writers engaged in their craft has been blown completely out of the water. 24 is not a small group. And my vision of it also included being at the bed and breakfast on the coast of Oregon, where we'd be able to write a little, walk a little, write a little, walk a little. And it turns out that now it's going to be in their office space, which is somewhere downtown, which may or may not be near anything remotely Oregon coast-like. And with 24 people in a room, it doesn't strike me as being particularly conducive to writing. So that's an interesting dilemma. One of the problems, of course, is that it's not what I expected. Because what is expected is that, according to the schedule we were given yesterday, we'll have breakfast at 9 a.m. Now, I don't know how I'm going to hold off until 9 a.m. to have breakfast. I'll have to go find something to eat somewhere at 5 when I'm up and wanting to work, wanting to write, wanting to eat, getting coffee. So the day doesn't start until 9. We have breakfast for an hour, and then we go to the office for a meeting at 10 for, as we were told, 2 to 3 hours, which by my clock takes us to noon or 1 o'clock. And then we write until 7. Read and write until 7. And then get together and meet for another 2 or 3 hours. Well, 7 o'clock at night, and meeting for 2 or 3 hours. We're well into my bedtime. Oh, hush, hush, hush. So, 7 o'clock p.m., and then back to reading and writing for... reading at 7 o'clock for 2 to 3 hours, and then back to reading and writing. Now, by my count, that's 4 to 6 hours a day that I'm not going to be writing. And if I claim 6 hours for sleep, that's half the day gone. And I'm thinking, you know, for the money that it's costing, I could rent a room and a bed and breakfast and go write all the time. Find some place that has meals included. Go to a hotel, for that matter. And the other part of it is, we've got a list of the other attendees, and my understanding of this was that this is going to be a professional writers conference, a professional writers workshop, a pro-grade kind of activity. But only about half of the people actually have anything published, and almost nobody has anything published that's moving. I have to be a little bit careful. I confess I read some samples, and the samples as much as anything else is really what has me concerned. Because looking at the samples, how to say this? I can't imagine having to read 20 people times 3,000 words a day. Of this writing that I've seen in their published work. Now, part of it is genre, I'm sure, because a lot of them are writing in genre that I don't really care for. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I may wind up canceling it. The idea that I would go to this thing to learn and to network with my peers and have me be the most successful writer in the room besides the instructors seems sort of counterintuitive. Now, Deborah Geary will be there, so I'll be the second most successful writer in the room. But still, I don't need to go to Oregon to talk to Deborah Geary. So it's an interesting question. It's an interesting dilemma. It's like, is this something I really want to do now? Having seen who I'll be doing it with, having an idea for what the day is shaping up to be. And part of me says, well, I'm just going to go and take from it what I can get. But another part of me says, is there a better way to spend $1,000? Because that's basically what it's going to cost. So I don't know. I was really looking forward to this thing too, and then started actually looking at what's going to be involved. And as a professional writer, as somebody who's supposed to be writing every day, and of course I'm not, but as somebody who's supposed to be in this business, the idea of this week-long retreat is looking much less like a retreat and much more like a waste of time. Sounds terrible, I know. Yeah, character and setting are two things that, you know, I have some grip on. It's not like it's something that's in my books that's totally falling apart. I really have character-driven stories. I have a setting that is a character in itself. I have a lot of experience in working in character and setting. And really, the only reason I took this seminar was that it was the longest one. And the opportunity to get away for a week and write was quite attractive. But the idea that I'm not going to be able to go there and write, but in fact we'll have to spend a significant portion of the day listening to other people learn the lessons that I've already learned, which is my fear. And then have to read their attempts to implement those lessons in order to be able to write my own stuff seems counterproductive, perhaps even counterintuitive. And maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm not quite on the same wavelength here. Maybe it's not as bad as it sounds. I mean, some of these authors have written, there's one guy that's written at least a book a year since 1998. There's nothing that I, you know, it's not Not my genre. Nothing I would read. But still. So I don't know. It's an interesting problem that I face at the moment. I'm going to have to make a decision here pretty quick, because if I'm going to go, I need to buy airline tickets. I need to send Dean the tuition. I have to do that pretty quickly, like within the next week or so. So that's something that's on my mind. I don't know really what to do about it. I think somebody said, made a comment about my talking about my short stories and how I seemed to light up or be excited when I was talking about the short stories. And perhaps I should do more of that. Perhaps I should. I really need to. The problem is that I really need to write these novels before my head explodes. And I don't know. Why I don't. Perhaps I shall. This is the nature, and most of you haven't, in fact none of you, because I didn't start this podcast until middle of last year, March of last year, which was after I had finished writing Owner's Share, and while I was still being excoriated on a regular basis for the ending. This is actually how I do it. I think about doing it, think about doing it, talk about doing it, talk about doing it, and I want to do it, and I have to do it, and I need to do it. At some point, something snaps, something gives way, and I do it. I write, I sit down, and I start cranking out words. And it may not be too far off. Might not be this month. It might not be till next month. Although I did say 6 books this year. I wonder if I can get 6 books out. 6 good books. I'm sure I can write 6 books of crap, but 6 books. 600,000 words. I don't know. I signed up for the 60,000 word February. I think I'm 4,000 words in and down about. I only have to write 56,000 more. If I started now, I probably could have it done in a week or so. Speaking of which, this week I was supposed to hear from the school. They're starting a middle grades, gifted and talented parent project advisory group, and they were looking for parents to participate. And I told them I'd be interested in at least giving it a look. They were supposed to contact me this week, but they haven't. I did finally get the contract off to Sigler, so that he now owns that story that I wrote for him outright, which is as it should be. That was the deal. Now we should have it free and clear, which is nice. Oh, it's a beautiful afternoon. I'm almost home. Coming down to the last corner now. Howdy. And for all that it's just barely above freezing, that sun feels very warm on my back. Yay! I did it. I'm back. At the back gate. And tomorrow is, as always, another day. I'll talk to you then.